Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, it is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour, the day after the 4th of July, or Independence Day, as we might all call it. And, well, it seems like a Monday, but it's really a Friday. That means what? Well, Jeff Pitts is in with City View's list of stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro. Welcome back, sir. You had an exciting firecracker of a 4th of July, didn't you? Come on.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Everything went well?
Everything went well.
Got all your fingers?
Oh, 10 and 10.
Yeah, you're good
10
to
fingers,
go.
10 toes, as everybody knows.
Yeah, all right. Just checking. There was, you know, there was some folks that didn't. I mean, they
didn't make it.
Yeah, they didn't make it. Did you hear
locally
about
locally or?
Yeah. Did you hear about the guy? This is horrible. His foot was amputated.
Oh.
From an outboard motor.
Ouch.
At Birdland Marina in Des Moines. Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah. That just makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Just think how everything changes.
Everything does change.
Everything just changes.
Heartbeat.
Yep. One wrong move, probably.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well,
on that happy note.
On that, yeah. No. On that happy note, is there anything happening? Like, I mean, the fireworks and all that stuff was yesterday.
It's kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, it is.
But we do have some events this weekend.
All right, cool.
Some reasons to get outside. Follow-ups. Encores.
And?
All right. Sherman Hill.
Yes.
Did you know this is Des Moines' first suburb?
It was
considered a suburb at one time.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it would be.
Yeah, just outside of downtown, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's really a remarkable place.
Yeah.
Sherman Hill. You know, when I first came to Des Moines, it's been several years ago.
Yeah.
That was not a good place to be. I mean, that was it's really sketchy.
First time I heard of Sherman Hills, I was reading a newspaper article. This is a long time ago. They were selling houses for $1.
Yeah.
If you agreed to live there and fix it up and whatnot.
Well,
those
today.
Days are over.
Yeah, that's right. Those days are way over. So they've done some beautiful work up
there. Yeah. It's one of the neatest. Anyway, well, go find out for yourself. Sherman Hill District History Walking Tour is this weekend.
Yeah, that is so fun. Mm-hmm. I really think the folks ought to go out there and do that because Sherman Hill is just a fascinating place, and so many people have done so much work on these houses, and it's fascinating to see. Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you about the house that I saw? This is almost next door to Hoyt Sherman Place.
Okay.
You know, okay, that's on that street that's Hoyt Sherman.
Yep.
Big, huge white house that sits there. I think it's the last house before you get over to Hoyt Sherman. And it was on a walking tour about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the house. I was on the walking tour, and I went to the house. And, you know, I saw the name of the original owner was like Isaacson or Isaacs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I wonder if they were Jewish.
Uh-huh.
You know? So I went to the front door, and on the front door of most Jewish homes, you have what's called a mezuzah.
Okay, what's that?
It's a mezuzah. Yeah. it's a container container that holds part of the Torah scroll sayings in there, like the Shema and some other things. Anyway, so it sits on an angle at the doorpost of people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I looked just to be curious, and there was two nail holes. On an angle where the mezuzah
would
have been.
It. Yeah.
A little discovery there.
How about that?
Yeah. On the walking tour.
Look for it.
In Sherman Hills. Yeah. Look for it. So look around. Just don't. Yeah. Just kind of sleuth a bit.
Keep your eye out for mezuzahs.
You never know.
If you're not into looking at cars, I just blew it.
Or mezuzahs.
Yeah. Good Guys car shows this weekend too at the fairgrounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Hudden.
All kinds of neat-looking cars.
That's fun to do, too.
Yeah, are you a car guy?
Restored cars, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, anymore, I can't tell. It used to be, back in the day.
Yeah.
From 100 yards, you could tell what kind of car was coming at you.
Yeah.
The make, the model, you know, the year. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Today, not so much. They all look alike.
They all look. That's true.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? If you could have any old-school car, what was your first car?
My first car was a 1963 Comet with a 2.0.
Sounds fun.
With a 209 engine. I think it was 209. Yeah, I think 208, 209. Yeah.
Is that like half of a 409?
I think so, yes. It was black.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, red interior.
Comet.
It was Comet. Mercury Comet.
Oh, those were the days.
Oh, those were the days. You know, it was my, may he rest in peace, was my father's vehicle. Uh-huh. And then he kind of gave it to me. And when they would go on vacation, you know, and they were silly enough to leave me home alone.
Yeah, suckers.
Yeah, I know. I'd unscrew the odometer.
Yeah.
And make a grease pencil mark where the fuel gauge was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then just go rip it around for the entire weekend and then fill it up just to the right amount. And, oh, yeah, rehook the speedometer. And we were good to go.
Comet. I don't know if there'll be any comments there or not.
I mean, well, every once in a while you'll find them. The Good Guys Car Show out at the fairgrounds. Nice.
Gymnastics. This is kind of a big deal. It's been going on all week, but it finishes up Saturday at the event center, 9 a.m. This is the 2019 USA Gymnastics Championships. National championships for acrobatics gymnastics, rhythmic gymnastics, trampoline, and tumbling.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
This has been a five-day event. Finishes up tomorrow, Saturday.
All right. Is it public can go see this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Over 1,600 athletes competing. It's a lot of gymnasts.
That's a lot of folks. A lot of folks in shape.
How are you at the parallel bars?
Yeah, very good.
Uneven bars.
No, not very good. You know what?
Lacking.
What's that thing that they straddle?
The vault? The pommel horse.
The pommel horse?
Yeah.
That doesn't even look pleasant. One slip and you go up 8 octaves.
Yep. Oh! Everything changes. The pommel horse. The
pommel horse.
I forgot about the pommel horse.
Or the pommel horse.
Is it pommel horse?
No,
I
pommel. I think it's pommel, but yeah. Wrong move, you get pummeled. Ouch.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Moving on. Farmer's Market.
Again, the Farmer's Market?
Every week.
Thousands of people. I wonder if there'll be any presidential candidates this week. You know, the place was, Iowa was crawling with presidential candidates, literally. Yesterday, during the 4th of July, I mean, there must have been 20.
How many are there now?
24, I think.
24.
Yeah, I was with one yesterday. Admiral Joe Sestak. Yeah, I was with one yesterday. And it's just amazing.
24. How high is the number going to get?
I think that...
If you were setting an over-under.
I think we're there. I think this is... I think this has got to be it.
Oh, I think we can manage a couple more.
You think?
Yes.
Wow. Everybody get. Well, my bride has said that she might as well run. Oh, by the way, did I tell you that she was named Citizen of the Year?
Citizen of the Year
in Windsor Heights. Yes, she was.
Wow.
Georgie was Citizen of the Year.
That's impressive.
Was in the parade yesterday.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders was in the parade yesterday in Windsor. So,
he's not Citizen of the Year.
No, my wife was. I think he rode behind her.
That's neat.
That was neat. Well deserved.
Well deserved, absolutely.
She's the most positive person in Windsor Heights.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Put her on a plaque.
There you go.
Most
positive
like
person, yeah.
Cool. Nice work. Okay. Also this week, Sunday. Music Under the Stars.
Music Under the Stars. Yeah. And where might this be?
It's at the Iowa State Capitol. So if you were missed.
What?
Yeah.
So,
this is a weekly event. It's on
Sunday. Oh, it is a weekly event. Oh, okay.
Over the summer. Yeah. And it's on the West Capitol Mall. So if you missed the Pops or whatever, you want that.
We missed the Pops.
Did you? I did too.
You know, we were going to go, and then it was a deluge. Remember it rained? On Wednesday?
Oh, on Wednesday, right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And so we were all
seems like a million years ago.
Yeah, we were all set to go, and then...
Oh, I bet it wasn't. I bet that did hurt the turnout.
No, it didn't. I mean,
no?
There was thousands of people there.
Huh.
From all news reports, it was great. Yeah, I mean, it cleared up, and it was a nice night.
The news.
I know. What do they know? Especially the weather gods.
Huh.
All right. Under the Stars. Music Under the Stars at the West Steps.
Pack the lawn chairs. Pack the blankets. Picnic baskets. Gather your friends. Get on out there.
All right.
You know, my great-grandma used to say that when it was really hot in the summer, they used to sleep on the Capitol lawn. That sounds...
What?
That's not right, right? She passed her... she making that up?
Wait a minute. Your grandmother, when it was hot...
Great-grandmother.
Your great-grandmother.
We're talking early 1900s.
I could see that.
Yeah. But like the whole town. Not the whole town, but lots of people.
Lots of people would sleep on the... Because it was the highest point.
I guess, yeah.
That would make sense. The highest point in the city, and maybe there was a bit of a breeze there.
You think that's true?
I don't
know. How can I verify that? Think it's like in the old newspapers?
Sure. Hit the stacks down at the Des Moines Register and Tribune.
Dig it up. All right, another music series, Camp Dodge. Camp Dodge Summer Music Concert Series. This is in Johnston.
That's a good thing.
Free music. It's also free. Free, sun, fun. And this is next week, Thursday.
Next week on Thursday, sun, fun, and free music.
Faculty Lounge is playing. You know them?
Loves Faculty Lounge.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Oh,
Faculty Lounge? Are you kidding me? These people are really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, lots of R&B, lots of Motown stuff, and they're all teachers or somehow associated with education.
Gotcha.
Dave Maxwell, who's the principal of Valley West, I believe plays bass.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the lead singer, I think, is a school guidance counselor.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. These,
that's what I call it, a faculty lounge.
Yeah, faculty lounge. Very good. Very, very good. And that's in Johnston?
Yeah, at Camp Dodge.
Who? What day? Thursday?
This is Thursday. Yep.
Thursday afternoon or evening? Or?
Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at the pool complex.
Ooh. That may be a have to.
Yeah?
Maybe you have to.
Get out there. Also Thursday, Des Moines Menace play Thunder Bay Chill.
We hate them.
We hate the chill.
We hate the chill. Man, come on. You be coming up here to Des Moines with your chill. You ain't got no chill.
Get out of here.
You're stone cold. We hate you.
It's at Drake Stadium, 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Got it. Menace.
Also next Thursday, Valley Junction Farmers Market. Have you been to a farmers market yet this year?
I don't think so. Here's a stumper. Wait. Yes, I was at Valley Junction Farmers Market.
That's right. You talked about that.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Here's a stumper.
What's your preference for farmers market? Do you like the crowd and all the, you know, the mayhem of Saturday morning downtown? Or do you prefer like the music and more laid back?
I just like the whole experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same goes.
Do you actually buy produce? I was talking to a group of people the other day, and everyone was like, you know, I've never actually bought produce.
No, but there's, you know.
It's not just about the produce.
It's not. You know, my friend Michael Leo from the Strudel House has his big thing, the Dutch letters and all that stuff down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Strudel and stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway.
That is good.
So, yeah.
Dutch letters.
No,
making my mouth water.
Mm-hmm. Produce.
It's probably different than Strudels, but anyway, Botanical Garden, also more live music. This is a summer concert series, Social Irrigation.
Really?
Yep.
When is this?
This is Thursday. Also Thursday.
Why is everything on Thursday? What's going
on
Thursday?
Onslaught of Thursday stuff.
What's going on?
Just a busy day.
Is Friday a day off?
Well, Friday's next week.
So
this is...
I know, but is next Friday a day off or something? Why are all these things happening on Thursday?
I think it's just a Thursday night in Capital City.
Wow.
That's what we do.
I guess.
We don't mess around.
No, party, party.
So NOLA Jazz Band's playing under the dome.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Is that it?
That's it. That's a wrap.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff, considering no
on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, you got to make your choice. What's your...
What I want to go to?
Yeah.
A faculty lounge.
Oh, yeah.
See Dave Maxwell. On the bass, you know?
You should play in that band. Have you ever been part of a faculty?
No. Never been part of... Well, yeah. I was, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I taught...
I knew it.
Yeah. I did some comparative religion courses at one time. Yeah. So I guess I could maybe be a faculty lounge member.
What's it like in a real faculty lounge?
Smoky. Back in the day. Back in the day it was smoky. When I was in high school, and, you know, of course, teachers, everybody smoked.
Right.
Smoked on TV, for crying out loud.
Airplanes.
And, yeah, everywhere. Yeah. And you'd walk into the faculty lounge.
Yeah.
You could get in, you know, if you were one of the trusted members of the school society, you could probably break into the faculty lounge where they were all sipping Coca-Colas and coffee and smoking cigarettes. It was blue in the faculty lounge. What? Mrs. Richter, you smoke? That was astounding. All right. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Jeff Bitz, ladies and gentlemen, he is from City View. And why does he do this? Because City View knows what to do. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business NewsHour. For our friends from City View Magazine, Jeff Bitz, and all the crew, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.